The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Friends, if you don't know what a Jeep is, I'd like to tell you. A Jeep is a car which, if it ever gets struck by lightning, the lightning will be towed away for repairs.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. And now into the business at hand. It seems that Ginger, my lovable but zany secretary, she couldn't be here today, but in her place she sent her robust, virile boyfriend, that man among men, Mr. Jack Jessup. Hiya, Jack.
I'm all right, I guess. If you like me.
You know, Jack, you are Ginger's dream. And do you feel that way about her?
Oh, yes, Mr. Holt, but I don't know how to show it.
Well, that's easy. A man like yourself should bow low and kiss her hand.
Kiss her hand? But that's silly. It's so far away from everything.
I can see that you certainly don't shrink from kissing.
Oh, no, Mr. Holt. Why, if I did, I'd be nothing but skin and bone.
Say, look, Jack, if you'll excuse me, you know, I'm not a fellow who likes to butt in, but I think that you and Ginger should go out for a good time. You know, you and she should go out dancing.
Oh, I'd love to, Mr. Holt, except for one thing.
What's that, Jack?
I can't dance.
That's nothing, Jack. I'm sure that if you asked Ginger real nice, she would show you how to dance.
That'd be nice, Mr. Holt. Only I'd rather she taught me how to intermission.
Oh, great, Jack, great. Say, Jack, would you tell me one thing? What does Ginger see in you?
Well, Mr. Holtz, she's crazy about my eyes.
And what's so special about your eyes?
They're patriotic.
They're patriotic?
Yes. Blue with red whites.
I've had a request from one of the members. Well, he wants me to... Well, it's a little yarn that you might be interested in. It has to do with an Englishman. An Englishman on Park Avenue. He picks up a phone on the avenue and says, "Hello? Hello, operator. Would you get me at water 53468? 53468, thank you. Yes, that's right. 53468, thank you. Hello. See here. This is Lord Harcourt speaking. Would you tell Lord and Lady Evans that I'm calling for them tomorrow morning at 4:25? 4:25. We're off on the old foxhole, thank you. Off on the old foxhole, thank you." And the voice on the other end of the wire said, "Aye, aye, aye, have you got the wrong number?"
You know, Mr. Holtz, my folks told me about the birds and the bees at an early age, and it had a great effect on my life.
Yeah? How do you mean, Jack?
Well, Mr. Holtz, until I was 21, all I went out with was woodpeckers.
Love that boy. Meetings adjourned.